Hello, this is Arti Miraj from Ethisphere, bringing you yet another EthiCast. In this episode, which places a spotlight on our Asia-Pacific community, we'll feature insights from Yi Cheng Yap, who is the lead for ethics at Prudential Assurance Company in Singapore, a longtime member of our Bella Asia-Pacific chapter. In this conversation, Yi Cheng will share some fun ideas and also insights on how they continue to embed ethics into what they do every day. So stay tuned to this conversation coming right up. Welcome back, and it is my pleasure to be here with Yi Cheng on EthiCast. Yi Cheng has led Prudential Assurance Company Singapore's ethics team since 2021, and in the past 3 years, the team has done a lot of work to make the ethics to make sure that ethics remains top of mind to all employees. Yi Cheng, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hi, Arti. Thank you for having me today.
So let's kick off the conversation. The virtual background you're using, it isn't just an ordinary background. I'm sure there's some meaning to it. Can you share a bit more about this and how it has become a programmatic theme at Prudential Singapore?
Sure. Thank you, Arti. In the ever-changing world of business, trust and integrity are critical. These concepts are often discussed, but their real presence remains philosophical. So we explore ethics and its impact on corporate reputation and have been emphasizing the need of ethics for a long time in Prudential Singapore. Ethics is an important value everyone needs to have, and we really wanted to put a face to it. So I thought about it one night. How can I make ethics come to life? And came a eureka moment. We then conducted a company-wide design competition, invited corporate employees and financial representatives to participate. And they came up with these fantastic designs of our mascot. So I'll do a quick introduction. Ethel, as our lead mascot, she's the face of Do Right. Ethel the elephant embodies integrity and courage in doing what is right, even when no one is looking. Ethel was born on Global Ethics Day 2021, and she leads our other ethics companion, Trusty and Shortcut, as we continue to do right by each other and all our stakeholders, because we know what happens in the dark will come to light. Next, we have Trusty. He's our sociable dolphin who thrives in an environment where there is high trust amongst his teammates. He enjoys working together to achieve common ethical goal. Not forgetting the cutest of them all, Shortcut the crab. He's a playful but impatient mascot who likes to take shortcuts. Ethel and Trusty believe that it's of paramount importance for one to learn from his mistakes and not repeat them. Therefore, they support Shortcut through his ethical journey. And together, our ethics mascot are popular teammates in Prudential Singapore to promote an ethical culture. Their presence reminds everyone to always do right.
I certainly like all the mascots, and I hope to meet them one day for sure. And I love the idea of teammates in the ethics arena. In fact, you have another concept at Prudential Singapore that has a collaborative theme to it. You call it the Ethics Advisors Program. What exactly is the Ethics Advisors Program?
Sure, I'd like to share more as well. Ethics is important in Prudential Singapore. For instance, there's an Ethics and Sustainability Committee chaired by our CEO. The ethics team conducts training for all employees and financial reps through divisional engagement and immersion sessions. We have put in place different types of ethics resources available to our employees. We raise awareness and foster strong ethics culture in Prudential Singapore through ongoing ethics engagement, events, and display collaterals so that we feel ethics in our physical space. And these mascots and collaterals serve as visual reminders to always do right. And of course, PLACE is a team of ethics advisors that you mentioned. They play a crucial role in Prudential Singapore, and they are part of the community that provides a listening ear and guides individuals to the right resources. Our EAs encourage colleagues to make ethical decisions, and our EAs help to shape ethics culture and events whilst juggling with their day-to-day job. It's truly the art of collaboration which helps to reinforce the ethical culture in Prudential Singapore. Mm-hmm. We assemble individuals from all divisions with different backgrounds, experience, years of service, and seniority so that all voices is represented.
Mm-hmm. So you have certainly laid it all out for us there, I Ching. Now we know what the Ethics Program Advisors is about. Could you share a little bit more about what inspired it and what are the end goals?
Definitely. In Prudential Singapore, we recognize the importance of ethical consideration in various aspects of work. It is inspired by a design to foster responsible behavior, promote moral values, and address ethical dilemmas. We aim to create a supportive environment where individuals can discuss and navigate through ethical issues, ultimately contributing to an elevated level of ethical awareness and a responsible workplace. One of the goals of the program is to cultivate a culture of ethical behavior and decision-making among our employees. By fostering open communication and awareness between the EAs and other members of the team, we aim to create an environment where ethical considerations are integral to the decision-making process, thereby promoting integrity, trust, and responsible conduct throughout the organization. Besides that, we also observe several incidental benefits, such as one, stronger team. EAs come together, share their learning opportunities, observations, amongst other contributions, which will help to cultivate a sense of close-knit community that further promotes the exchange of ideas. Two, personal development. We equip our EAs with resources for them to play their roles effectively. The planning and rolling out of cross-functional collaborations is not rare, but certainly cherished. With more exposures and cross-functional collaborations, it could aid our EAs in their future roles where skill sets of conflict management, stakeholder collaboration, and project management could come in handy. Three, confidence building. Prudential Singapore wants to create a positive work environment where employees envision fulfilling futures and making a difference. The EA program lays a solid foundation that goes beyond policies and processes. It includes our very own colleagues and peers in the journey who continually build confidence while discharging their responsibility as our EAs.
Mm-hmm. And that is certainly inspirational, those three elements that you've highlighted. And I know our viewers will find this concept interesting, and they probably want to know, how do you train ethics advisors and what does that communication look like?
Sure. Very simply put, the training, the process of training doesn't stop, nor does it only apply to our EAs. While we conduct curated divisional trainings, our EAs are equipped with a variety of engagements as well. For starters, the onboarding of new EAs kick off with the induction program. We share specific roles and responsibilities, real-life sanitized cases amongst other key details. Subsequently, our EAs continue to come together and collectively chart our journey for this year. It's important that every EAs contributes effectively and within their scope of time available, as we are mindful of the existing work commitments. Therefore, a series of activities are launched for the entire year, which could be in-person engagement, catch-ups, or some conducted virtually. That helps with creating a more effective and convenient options for our colleagues. Besides familiarizing EAs with stakeholders and available resources in the company, we also aim to engage them for divisional training sessions. This exposure further connects ethics in their division through the EA bridging. Regularly, the EAs also promotes ethics newsletter, quizzes, contests, and activities, and help to inject consistent but fun elements in doing right.
Mm-hmm. And building off that, I Ching, of course, no program is complete without some metrics attached to it. Could you share a few of the accomplishments that you and your team have experienced since kicking off the program?
Certainly. There are a few key elements which I'd like to share. Number one, transparency and accountability. Prudential Singapore is transparent about our ethical guidelines, policies, and ethical decision-making, and often hold our staff accountable for the decisions we make. Two, inclusivity and diversity. An effective ethics program considers diverse perspective. It's crucial to involve people from various backgrounds, cultures, and experiences to avoid biasness and promote fairness. Number three, continuous refinement. Ethics is not static. It evolves with societal changes, real-life examples, and guidelines. We need to stay informed, learn from past missteps, and adapt our programs accordingly. Four, do right reporting. We encourage employees to report unethical behavior without the fear of retaliation. Hence, retaliation in itself is a form of misconduct, and this is emphasized time and again. Stakeholders' engagement. Engage with all stakeholders to understand their concerns and incorporate their feedback into our improvement and training. Six, ethical leaderships. Leaders play a pivotal role in setting the tone for ethical behavior. We have a supportive ethics committee that sets clear guidelines, and their actions and commitment to ethical values influence the entire organization. Along with these elements, we notice increased participation levels for ethics activities and events, along with improving ethical culture survey responses. Our EAs greatly aid in drumming up conversations around these activities, which help foster an ethical culture in Prudential Singapore. I'd like to highlight that an effective ethics program isn't just implementing a set of rules, it's a commitment of dedicated individuals to spreading what's right, even when no one is looking.
Mm-hmm. And that's such an important point that you raise. To build off that, I'm guessing being a part of this program is certainly in high demand. Is there a limit to how many or who can participate? In essence, how do you select employees for this program?
We don't have a limit to the number of EAs for this program, but at the back of our minds, we think race, R-A-C-E, in the selection process for our ethics advisors. Our representation, we do try our best to ensure a healthy mix of employees of different job grade, function, demographic, to ensure diversity and inclusion wherever possible. A, aptitude. An EA serves as a volunteer ambassador for the ethics program, hence a healthy work-life balance for our colleagues is important. EAs must first be comfortable with the appointment and are coping with their respective BAUs before embarking as an EA. C, contribution. The willingness and attitude determines the quality of contribution of our EAs. The actual discharging of their responsibility and contribution will be considered, no matter big or small. And E, engagement. To actively engage with colleagues in their division and across Prudential Singapore, EAs are encouraged to share their observations, learning during catch-up sessions or an ad hoc basis with the team so that we could timely assist the relevant party of concern. Whilst the race concept serves as a guide for our EA selection process, we believe above all, our EAs should embody good ethical practices in their daily work. And that in itself is a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yicheng, you're certainly providing so much strong insights. I want this conversation to go on and on for a very long time, but I know we're heading towards the end of our conversation. But before we go, are there any closing thoughts or elements you would like to highlight to our audience?
Certainly. Today, we shared essential components of our ethics focus in Prudential Singapore. And as we conclude, I'd like to emphasize our commitment to fostering a culture of trust and integrity. Ethics is not just a set of rules, it's a guiding light that shapes our decision. Our journey towards a more ethical organization begins with each one of us. The strength of ethical foundation lies in the daily choices we make, the conversations we engage in, and the examples we set. Prudential Singapore will continue to do right even when no one is looking.
With that, Yi Ching, given what we've discussed today, you and your team have certainly charted out a strong path forward to continue this important conversation. We look forward to seeing what's ahead and learn more about the future of this program. For everyone tuning in, and you just heard from Yi Ching Yap, Lead Ethics at Prudential Assurance Company, Singapore.